Like clockwork, leftists use coronation to complain about royal family being too white. By Kurt Zindelka on May 7, 2023. Millions of people in Britain and around the world tuned in to witness the ancient traditions performed at the coronation of King Charles III, yet rather than celebrating the pageantry of the day, prominent leftists in the UK focused on something else, that the royal family is apparently too white. In times past, the monarchy in Britain has served as a central point for which people of diverse political persuasions could come together around and bond as fellow countrymen. However, leftists in the UK have increasingly tried to tarnish the institution, which brought ideals of liberty and was central in stamping out slavery in the Western world, as nothing more than a racist relic of the nation's colonial past. Some on Saturday apparently could not hold back their vitriol for the royal family. Or perhaps they couldn't resist using the large stage the coronation provided to spread their leftist and anti-white rhetoric. For example, appearing on ITV, Bridgerton actress Adjoa Endo commented on King Charles and his family waving to thousands of supporters from the balcony of Buckingham Palace. "We have gone from the rich diversity of the Abbey to a terribly white balcony. I'm very struck by that." Endo, who was afforded the opportunity to become a successful actress on both sides of the Atlantic and who happens to be married to a white man, author Howard Cunnell, went on to say, "I am also looking at those younger generations and thinking, what are the nuances that they will inhabit when they grow?" Endo is far from alone with the likes of "This is why I resist" author and frequent critic of the royal family. Other than fellow woke leftist Meghan Markle, Dr. Sholomo Shagbamimu said, "The ideology of white supremacy is literally, metaphorically and symbolically the bread and butter of British monarchy and superbly exemplified on Buckingham Palace balcony, while the multicultural/multiethnic/multiracism stay below where they belong." Dr. Shola, who is often propped up by legacy media outlets to criticize the colonial history of the UK, went on to describe supporters of the monarchy as having a peasant mentality. "A spectacle of stolen wealth. You beg for crumbs while Charles reigns in tradition that put you in a chokehold," she wrote. Ironically, even some white leftists got in on the act of criticizing the king for his skin color, with Dr. Charlotte Proudman responding to a picture of Charles being crowned in Westminster Abbey. "What a beautiful photograph of white male privilege and entitlement. Sums up who rules our country." Reclaim Party leader and GB News host Lawrence Fox responded, "Perhaps you should quit your job and give it to one of those poor stupid black people who have little chance of succeeding without your white benevolence." Hey Siri. Define racism. Dr. Proudman, who serves as the director of the woke campaign group Right to Equality, claimed that Fox's response somehow indicated that he, rather than her, thinks that black people are poor and stupid. "Everything that's wrong with white male privilege is right here." Fox shot back, "I think that skin color is incidental. You think it's crucial. Stop treating black people like they can only succeed with your benevolence. They are as smart and smarter in many cases than you are. Imagining yourself to be more privileged is the very definition of racism." Follow Kurt Zindelka on Twitter here at Kurt Zindelka.